Never Have I Ever, 312-981-7200. It's a download. We're playing tonight. Justin Kaufman, 312-981-7200. I have to say, my caveat tonight is that if you hear the pounding of the window in the background, Lollapalooza has let out. And the kids are all right. They're on their way past, and I've already in the break been accosted a couple times. Hopefully the glass will hold. That's all we can hope for tonight. Hopefully the glass will hold. They're walking with some certainty, so maybe there's after parties they have to get to. They go back to the hotel, get maybe change their shoes, change out of the sweaty clothes from all day, mm-hmm. and then they're off to the Vic or other places,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
So they don't have time to mess with
whittle
the
about.
Mm-hmm. WGN All-State Showcase studio tonight. But
just don't be on the train at about 12:30 tonight. Yeah. That'd be good. Either, yeah. Have them be somewhere.
I love it. I was walking today, you know, right after dinner, going to get dinner. I was just like, you could feel the vibe. I'm like, what a great fest. I mean, I'm not a necessary supporter of the Lollapalooza, the music, all that kind of stuff. But the idea that this festival is downtown Chicago, and it's just something really great about it. And it's just really, I mean, there's nothing else like it. There will be other festivals in Bonnaroo and Coachella, and they will do those in deserts and other places. But the idea that you have it right down here in Grant Park,
beautiful,
historic, and mm-hmm. the skyline, nothing beats it. These kids are very lucky to have the experience to be able to see the Killers.
Yeah.
You know, and then be able at the same time look up and be inspired by the architecture. It blows my mind. When I was down there one time and at a Lollapalooza a couple years ago, and that, I mean, it really takes your breath away.
Yeah, you see like a lot of these pictures that people take, you know, these VIP types, you know, from behind the stage, and it's, like the band, a sea of people, and then all the buildings.
Yeah, it's great.
It's great.
All right, 312-981-7200. Why don't we start with Judith? Judith, what have you never done, Judith?
It's a doubleheader. I have never seen a Star Wars movie.
Okay.
And I've never watched a Star Trek episode.
Ooh. Usually you'll get one or the other, right? The loyalty to one of the other brands, but you rarely get someone who just avoided all sci-fi fantasy. You're just out. That genre never appealed to you.
If I'm reading and it's sci-fi mixed in with maybe suspense, whatever, then it interests me. But alone as a genre,
you're more of an alien type lady.
You know what? Oh, I loved Alien.
Nailed it. Right?
I made my baby sister sit through it 2 times.
Okay, good.
We were almost 10 years apart.
Ah, gotcha. All right, Judith. Thank you. Thank you for that. That's good. That's a great way to start. Appreciate it. All right, there we go. 312-981-7200. 773 says, never have I ever had an overdue library book. I'm 65 years old, and I go every 3 weeks and take out 3 books, but never been overdue. Oh, my God. I think the first library book I ever took out, I was like, oh, now I owe 35 cents on this. That is some serious discipline. Hate me.
I wonder if he just returns the books without finishing them, you renew them. What's the method there?
I don't know, but my son, when he was at, they have the school library, 8, 7, I'm already getting something sent home that was like, hey, you're delinquent like by a couple months. And I'm like, what? And we found it in his desk.
Yeah.
Like piled in the back behind the papers. So I'm just like, well, that ruins it. We can't be 773. 773's never had an overdue. We're done.
Wow.
First one.
What, I remember I moved to a place that was right, like, 3 buildings down from the library. I'm like, this is going to be great. It's going to open up my, you know, I'm never going to have to buy books anymore because you spend all this money on these books. I'm like, I'm going to library. Got my library card, took out a book, returned it, never went back. and then when I just moved, I was like, oh, there's that library card that I haven't used in 4 years.
Last time I was in a library, it's in the Bucktown Library, and they got me on a computer where they said that I had an overdue charge I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And we got into it, and I was just like, all right, why am I getting into it at the public library? all the guys that were hanging out, that the nefarious looking guys that are by the computer, you know, were taking interest in my situation. I'm like, I don't need your help. Thank you, guys. Continue to take your shoes off and rub your feet. All right, let's keep going. Ready? Oh, there's good stuff tonight. 262 says, I never have I ever learned how to drive a car with a manual transmission. We get that one a lot. That one comes in. So haven't learned to drive stick. I know how to drive stick. I'll drive you around. You buy the car, I'll drive you around. I told you the reason why that is I realized yeah. that my dad was yeah. buying, he's always buys stick shifts because it's cheaper. I didn't realize that when I was younger. I'm like, oh, there must be something better with these cars. 847's got one that I am completely in agreement with. I've lived in, this person says they've lived in Chicago 45 years, been to London, Paris, Vienna, Edinburgh, but never have I ever been to Door County. Seems like everyone else has. I agree with you. I'm the same way. I've never been to Door County. My parents live in Wisconsin. And I've been trying, I talked about it on this program last time we did it. I've been trying to convince my family to do a Door County kind of getaway at the end of the month. And it's not going well. It's just not going well. I even talking to other family members, they're like, yeah, you know, I don't know. You can go other places. Or like trying to figure out how to, I'm not winning in my pursuit to go up to Door County. I thought, you know, I'd mentioned Door County to the fan. They'd be like, oh, Dad wants to take us to Door County? Yes. No, there's not a lot of interest, which is a bummer. I want to go. I've never been. You know, sounds cool. Go catch a muskie. Can you do that there? I don't know if you do that. Whatever. All right, let's keep going. 224 says, never have I ever eaten White Castle. Good for you.
I live near White Castle too, and I love the sign for, you know, especially when around Valentine's Day when they're doing the Valentine's Day reservations, they have the big sign on there. But they have like the, you know, the shrimp and nibbler. You know, I love just looking at the stuff they advertise. It's really great.
There was one, and it's probably where you right by you live, right there on Clark Street.
Yeah, in Ridge.
Yeah. I remember we would do Schadenfreude up in Rogers Park, and then we'd roll through there almost for the bit. It was late night, like it'd be 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. And every time I would go in, I'd be like, this was better idea in the car than actually standing in this line. It's a lot scarier than I thought. Like, yep. I was just like, what am I doing here? Like, yeah. Everyone's like, my castle, let's do it. And then we get in there, and no one talks. It was real quiet. 708 says, never have I ever worn low-cut socks. Okay. Low-cut socks like ankle socks? Boxer shorts. You're missing out. Hawaiian shirts. What's wrong with you? Hawaiian shirts are great. Or been to Lollapalooza. Well, that's... You'd be the hippest guy at Lollapalooza right now. By the way, I live 2 blocks from Lou Malnati's in the South Loop. Never have I ever been there. They're pandering. They want the Lou Malnati's. You know what the trick is, too? That's the big lie. They go to that Lou Malnati's all the time. And they're going to go in there with the gift certificate, and they'll be like, oh, Ray, you're in here, I'll let you get this. Well, I said I never came in here before. These are great tonight. Never have I ever bought anything from Amazon.
Wow.
That'll become harder and harder, I think. I think that I have bought from Amazon. But that definitely will become harder and harder as life goes on. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean, use it all the time. You know, you're on the bus, you're walking, you're like, oh, do we need this? Do we need litter? Yeah. You know, whatever. You know, boom.
Boom, you can get it.
There, it's like there when you get home. That's how quick it is.
Never have I ever used a dishwasher. Wow.
Prefer the hand?
I guess so. I guess it's a style.
We have a new dishwasher. The dishwasher is old, but it's new to us. And I'm the kind of a dishwasher nut. I like things put away a certain, I want the plates a certain way, the cups a certain way. You know, I'm very obsessive compulsive about it.
There's nothing. That's for the worst on Tuesday. Obsessive compulsive dishwashers.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really obsessed about it. Like, I'll move if my wife will put a bowl somewhere. I'm like, I move it, And I'm upset because it's a fine dishwasher, but it requires a good rinse before, and what's the point?
What's the point? It's a dishwasher's job.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That is the dishwasher's job.
I hate
that.
I hate the idea that we created a technology that you need to prep.
Right.
Come on, man. You have over 20 years time, 30 years since the dishwasher. You haven't figured out I would think that'd be the first thing you do in the conference room at that Whirlpool or wherever, we've realized that people are doing the same amount of work to put it into the water. What can we do to fix that, right? I agree. Yeah. I totally agree. I don't understand how that technology has not moved ahead. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Steve. Steve, never have you ever what?
Well, I've never taken a 35-millimeter picture with color film. Or used a digital camera. I still shoot in black and white.
So you only shoot in black and white? You've never taken a color photo?
Well, maybe like a Polaroids at Christmas or something, but not...
You're dating yourself. A Polaroid at Christmas. Those are the best ways to observe the history of Christmas, though, through Polaroids.
Yeah, but I'm
yellow. Well, we lost him. Darn it. All right, thanks, Steve. But that's a funny one because he dates himself with saying maybe a Polaroid at Christmas, and he's never used a digital camera. Can you imagine that in this day and age? I mean, we really have moved over the hump because we're on the second or third evolution of digital cameras. There used to be digital cameras that were, you take the picture and look at it, that kind of thing. But the idea now, you're talking about phones. Like, we've evolved in the second and third versions of digital phones.
Yeah.
Digital cameras. So, I mean, you really have to be out of the game to be like, I've never used a digital camera.
There was about 1 hour this morning where I took about 600 pictures of my cat on my phone. So, all of those were in color.
312-981-7200. We're playing Never Have I Ever here on the download. Ooh, it's in Michigan Avenue. It's getting tight now. It's getting frisky. All right, we'll come back. We'll play some more Never Have I Ever. Stay with us. Good to see all the people walking by from the festival. I made the decision, you guys. I am taking my son to Lollapalooza tomorrow night. Tomorrow afternoon into night, we'll see Chance. And we're going to leave early. But that's what we decided. We're not going to stay the whole time because we don't want to deal with the crowds on the back end. And so earlier in the week, we talked about if I should bring my 10-year-old to Lollapalooza. We're going to do it.
Great.
Thanks to some great advice from people who called in and text in about being prepared. Like I said, I would be that parent who's like, well, just let's go. And we'd walk in there and I'd be like, we'll just stand in line for a fancy hot dog. Oh, it's a 2-hour line. That's what I wanted to ask Tracy tonight. How are the lines?
How
the lines for the not just the bathroom, but for the food.
Mm-hmm.
My wife was telling me she went a couple years ago and she said that was the biggest headache. Like standing in line for Edzo's or, PQM or something
They have some good food there.
Yeah, good food, but and Graham Elliott was on road talking about all that, but yeah. There are lines for that kind of stuff. So, all right. 312-981-7200. We are playing the worst. 630 says, never have I ever booked a hotel or motel in Canada. Okay, that's a... I don't know if I've done that either in Canada. Got a whole explanation there. 219 says, hi, I'm 14 years old and I've never skydived. You're missing out. I've never done that either. I had a friend who did it without telling any of us, and then we got to watch his tape. He popped his tape in. Because, you go skydiving, you get the tape. That was the old VHS days.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, you guys want to see something? And we're like, played it, and it was like the whole thing of the plane taking off and him jumping out of the plane, and you're like, when did you do this?
Oh, my God.
On Tuesday? What? You didn't tell anybody? This is awesome. But yeah. 779 says, never have I ever Yahtzee'd. Does that mean play Yahtzee?
Or like win Yahtzee? Or win or get a Yahtzee?
They're just really, they've been playing their entire life and they've never got a Yahtzee. 815 says, never have I ever figured out how to keep a woman around very long. Can you help me?
Change this over to a relationship advice.
Thanks, 815. Yeah, women are complicated. No, I don't have any advice for you, man. 224, never have I ever loved a laugh as much as I've loved Pete Zimmerman's laugh. Hey, all right. Score one in the pro column. I love it. All right. 708 says, hey, I'm not a liar. I just moved to the South Loop 3 months ago. Talking about the Lou Malnati's. Sorry. I don't really call people liars, and I didn't mean to insinuate you were lying. I just was joking around. 847 says, never have I ever told my boss off. I don't know if there's too many times in my life I've told bosses off. Because that's also interpretive. You know, like you can interpret how you do that. There's one that's like, take this job and shove it. I'm out of here.
Yeah. Like,
there's others where you argue with your boss. I've argued with bosses.
I'm going to bring Johnny B up again for the second time this week. I think he had the bit, you know, like, it's Friday, call in and tell your boss to shove it. And I was like, don't they have to go back on Monday? I don't understand. Why are they telling him?
Hey, this is Justin from Wonderland. Hey, this is Justin from Wonderland. Now I'm going to tell my boss at the grocery store,
yeah,
stop getting on my back.
And then you have to go in.
And then you got
to
go in. Were you on a Johnny B show?
Never.
You're doing carts. Go do carts. Oh, man. 630 goes, if you truly believe the reason for a manual transmission is cost, you are an idiot. Later, fool. That's what they say. Wow, I got hit a chord. Yikes. 847, never have I ever eaten sport peppers on a hot dog. Huh, that's a Chicago hot dog staple.
Yeah.
I'm not a Chicago hot dogger.
Do you take them off?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe. Yeah, I guess you just say no peppers, I guess. They're really interesting. They're not too hot. They're crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
You get a little kick to it. I would try it if you at all have an interest in what sort of a spicy kind of. I would try it.
Right? Yeah.
I love them. I do have. Sometimes I stay away from them, but I think they're great. Let's see. Never have I driven an automatic car. We had that. I'm 44 years old. And never have I ever had a speeding ticket, parking ticket, or any kind of ticket. Bragger.
Probably doesn't have a car.
Yeah. That's kind of ridiculous. Although, here's what we'll do. We'll take a break. We'll get tonight's news with Rob. And I got to tell my story about I have an issue right now with the Chicago parking people. I was going to say the Chicago, you know, Department of whatever, but it's not even. It's privatized.
Yeah.
I don't even know who I'm dealing with at this moment.
Lars,
yeah.
Laz.
Yeah, Laz. Had a interesting moment this week where I got a notice of determination. That means that I did not respond to getting a ticket for a ticket that I did not receive. And it's debatable. This is what I want to get into, but we'll do it after the news. All right, we're playing Never Have I Ever. Stay with us. Thanks, Rob. Playing Never Have I Ever here on the download, 720 WGN, 312-981-7200. Bob Doyle on Twitter, he says, never have I had Starbucks or drank alcohol. What a combo. So no coffee or alcohol. But it sounds like maybe he's doing like Dunkin' Donuts. Or
go to Dunkin',
a different kind of coffee. But that's a combo. Starbucks and alcohol.
I always find it interesting when people have never had alcohol. I mean, you can not drink now or whatever, yeah. But even like just like kind of as a kid.
Like try it out.
Try it out.
Yeah.
High school party.
Right.
You know, parent steal a beer from your parents.
Agreed. I feel the same way. Like it's hard for me to fathom that you wouldn't at least have like a sip and run.
Yeah. Your dad would tell, like when you're eight, your dad would tell you to go, get me a beer, and you'd go run and you'd either shake it up so it explode on him, or and then, you know, like, oh, I'll have a couple of sips.
847 says, never have I ever had a McRib. That's all right. That's not that. That's a promotional item. Seasonal. Never have I ever eaten Spam. Okay. Never have I ever had a Dr. Pepper, and I'm 51 years old. Ooh. That's an interesting one, don't you think?
Yeah.
That's another one that you're like...
Mr. Pibb fan.
Yeah, have you had any strange off-cherry cola product?
Yeah.
That's kind of where that lies, somewhere in there. I'm writing that one down, Dr. Pepper. All right. Never have I ever won a mummified cat. A reference to the swap meet. Never have I ever used a bidet. 630 says never used a bidet. Mm-hmm. Although it sounds refreshing. That's what 630 says. It is. There was a, I remember one time we were in, I would go some vacation. They had a bidet in there. It was an Airbnb. Someone had a bidet. And I was like, that's my bathroom. Yeah, everyone else gets a different bathroom hanging out in here. This is what I'm going to do. Let's see how this works.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to have some patience, you know? Yeah. I really try to get into it and be like, okay, I don't be unnerved that someone's knocking on the door. Try this out.
Yeah.
Right. Use it wrong a couple times. Figure it out, right? I'm 32 years old, 847 says, and I've never been to a strip club. You're not missing anything. You're actually are living a fulfilled life.
Yeah.
Those clubs are not that great.
Yeah, I don't
I'm trying to think of the way to say that, but I, you know, there's the excitement of like, oh, this is so strange and oh, this is exciting and scintillating, but when you're there, you're like, or it's people who are real estate agents who do this on the side, you know, and you're just like, and everybody wants $20 for everything. So I just
never understood the appeal of the strip club. I mean, I understand why people like to see naked women,
right,
or men, but
right,
to pay and then hear bad music and
Well, I mean, Welcome to the Jungle is a great song.
Oh yeah, not all bad.
Right,
songs.
Not all bad. You're absolutely.
Not all bad.
Let's bring Cassidy to the stage. Yeah! Welcome to the jungle.
Are people eating at the strip club, you know, having like mozzarella sticks? That's gross.
All right. And it's like every scene, every cop, you know, like Eddie Murphy takes the guys, the strip club, Beverly Hills cop, you know. That's how we kind of all were like, oh, what's going on here? 630 says, never have I ever seen the ocean. It's a good one. We've had that a lot. I like that one. Never have I ever seen The Godfather Part 2. I've seen 1 and 3, but 2 escaped me. All right, and here's another one about tickets. Let me tell my story about tickets real quick. So I'm in the wrong. I pulled up to a parking spot right here in Kinsey. It was a metered spot.
Okay.
I doubled. I just put the hazard on because I was running in to get a bagel.
So?
Didn't pay for it.
But it's your spot.
It's my spot. It wasn't illegal. It wasn't in front of a fire hydrant. It was actually a spot that I needed to pay for.
Okay.
Right? So we got that. But I doubled because I was only going in for 3 minutes, and I'm like, I'm not going to hand.
What are the chances? Right.
I come out. There is a meter maid standing next to the car with the machine. I go, whoa, I'm here. You know, I get my coffee. I'm like, here. And she just looks at me like, gives me the sort of nod like, you made it. No ticket issued, no ticket given to me.
All right.
I drive away and I go, well, I just barely made it, right?
Yeah.
Get the notice in the mail yesterday that says that I was given a ticket. I was not given the actual ticket, but she gave me a ticket.
So she wrote a ticket up.
She must have wrote a ticket up and submitted it. I don't know if it was as nefarious as throwing the ticket in the garbage, or if it automatically gets into the electronic machine that you're screwed. But I never had a physical ticket. I thought I beat it. I thought I'm here. And so I got this notice. So then I went in through the whole system, and they wanted $60 for the ticket. Final determination, I couldn't contest it online. If I wanted to contest it, I had to go to a hearing to do so. But I mean, it is a sticky wicket to me. Is it not a sticky situation where you're like, if you are not delivered the ticket, the actual paper ticket that's put on the window of your car, did you get a ticket?
Yeah,
because then we start getting in this gray area where it's like, I saw you.
Yeah.
I mean, I think
should be some sort of rule involved where.
Yeah, I mean, if the ticket is not on the windshield or handed
issued
to you.
Yeah.
I mean, I always thought that was the unwritten rule of it, right? Because, I mean, I think you get into really gray territory. So I could see across the street that person's double parked, beep, 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 ticket, without actually giving them a ticket or letting them know.
Yeah, but then you could, I guess you could say that, you know, oh, I have a here. I received a parking ticket. You know, you get a parking ticket on your windshield. You take it off. You throw it out. Say you never received it. So you're, you know, if, yeah.
And to be fair, as 309 says, but you were not guilty. And I'm like, I didn't pay. That's the part that I know I would go into a court and have a hard time. I mean,
you
the
did park
core,
illegally.
I parked without paying.
Without paying, yeah.
And I tried to sneak it for 3 minutes and then come out. I'm not disputing that. I'm disputing the idea that I could get a ticket and a notice of determination if you didn't actually get the physical ticket.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. You have
I don't know. I mean, I'm already paid it, so I'm already out. I'm not going through the whole process.
Yeah.
But I just think I question in society where we are, where a meter maid could actually give you. I don't know. It's an attendant now. I keep saying meter man. That's probably a misogynistic term. But the point being that can you get a ticket without getting a ticket? Being actually handed the ticket. 630 says, same thing happened to me at the O'Hare passenger pickup lane. So there's something there. 312-981-7200. All right. Let's keep going. 847 says, never have I ever seen a full episode of MASH. Yeah.
At least watch the finale.
I feel like you screw up at a certain generation. They had those on whether you liked it or not. Before there was cable, you were always watching MASH reruns on some WPWR or Fox or something. They were the original Simpsons that just ran in perpetuity, right?
Right, and I remember getting mad like, oh, I want to see a Simpsons. Why do they have to show MASH? And I realized it was a fine show, but yeah, it just wasn't my thing.
Never have I ever had a Whopper from Burger King. Oh yeah, I'll take the Whopper over the Big Mac. Whopper guy. Never have I ever put mustard on a hot dog at Wrigley Field. That's very specific. 708 says, never have I ever learned how to speak Starbucks. Hello, vente mocha magotigo. I've never had White Castle or drank a Coke. Again, I'm not sure how those go together. Never have I ever owned a pair of Air Jordans. That's a generational thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like in my generation, 42, you had to have, right? Feels like that was a shoe. Although my brother was really into the Air Jordans, and I was more into like the nameless Reeboks that were 2-for-1s.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like I was more that guy. I was like, oh, you can get 2 pairs for $1? I get a red stripe and a blue stripe? I'm in.
Yeah, I mean, I worked at Foot Locker, so, you know, I'd get the discount, but I'd just kind of buy the cheap shoes. You know, I didn't, like, you know, even $100 or whatever it was, you know, it's only going to be $80, you know, I don't care, you know, so I would, and the boss would always get mad, like, don't you want, like, a good, like, you got to present if you get out on the floor, you got to present.
You got to have the good stuff on.
Yeah, you got to have the good stuff on to show people.
You have to have not only the Jordans, but you have to take down from the rafters the Georgetown Hoyas parka.
Yes.
And wear that around. You're like, hey, what's up? I'm Pete. Welcome to the Foot Locker.
You can have just, like, the Nike Cortez.
No, you can't do that. 219 says, my name is Nick, and I never passed up a chance for chicken nuggets. Thanks, Nick. 630 says, never have I ever seen an episode of Friends or Seinfeld, and I'm 34 years old. It's a little bit before your time.
Yeah, it probably is now, yeah.
Yeah, 34 would be, because I'm 42, and I feel like we were kind of even a little, like right in the, maybe a little bit younger. No, 34 would be somewhere right in that area, right? So when did Seinfeld end? 1998, 1997?
Yeah, I don't remember.
So almost 20 years, or, 20 years ago. So this person was 14 when they were, so you could see that you would miss it.
Good show. There's a when I you know how you just want to, you know, at a, when you get home at night, you just want to find a sitcom on WCIU.
That one's on.
You always want to, like, you want a Seinfeld, but then sometimes you get, you know, King of Queens, which you know, or you know, you get the David Spade show. It's like you want the Seinfeld.
Like American Dad.
Yeah.
American Dad is always on. I turn the TV on. It's American Dad.
Yeah,
like,
why?
All right, enough.
Yeah,
I'm American Dad. I like Seth MacFarlane, but yeah.
Yeah.
847 says, never saw Game of Thrones. Yeah, that was part of the promo. That one comes up every time. I feel like you could do a whole episode, like a whole hour on shows that you haven't seen. Because you get into TV shows, then you start getting into, like for instance, I've never seen, I never have I ever seen Nash Bridges. You know,
Nash Bridges. Yeah. That, I mean, that was at a CBS show?
Yeah. I think it was a Don Johnson.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's what I mean. You can, you know.
Yeah.
And the HBO shows. Never have I ever seen. I've never seen House of Cards. That's Netflix. I've never seen on HBO. There's a couple of those that I was like 6 Feet Under.
Oh.
Those kind of shows that I just never
missed.
I missed because I didn't have cable at the time or whatever.
What about a Bones? Have you ever watched Bones?
Nah, I don't watch Bones.
That's one that's been like on for 12 seasons. I'm like, who's watching Bones?
Yeah. Never have I ever seen House.
I watched House.
Yeah. See, I mean, this you can go on forever because it's all taste and things like that. 312-981-7200. Here's what we'll do. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we will give somebody a pizza. Stay with us. All right, we're playing Never Have I Ever here on the download, watching all the great people stream out of Lollapalooza and walk up Michigan Avenue here. Coming up at 11 o'clock tonight, Patty Vasquez takes over. All right, 312-981-7200. Still got some texts coming in. Let's see here. There's some good ones coming in here. Never, okay. Oh, man. I don't even want to read this. 815 says, I'm 55 years old. Put me in the witness protection program, please, because never have I ever had intercourse.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying,
it's too bad. Witness protection program?
Yeah, no one cares.
Yeah.
I don't want to be insensitive to your plight. It's something that I wish that you would have.
Common. Is it by choice?
Maybe.
And that's okay.
Could be
okay.
A man of the cloth. And never just a...
Oh, yeah.
Or woman of the cloth.
Took a vow, and that's very commendable.
All right. Yeah. Never mind. I thought that was more like a confession kind of thing. But, hey, you're right. Maybe there's a vow. There's a commitment. Celibacy. Maybe I'm just assuming on what intercourse is. Maybe that's like a course that's been... That you take online.
You learn all about inters.
Yeah, it's an inter. It's an inter school. 847, never have I ever gotten onto an airplane without patting the side of the plane before getting inside the door.
Ooh,
that's like more
a little
like
suspicion.
Yeah. I grew up in the 70s. I'm black. Never saw Roots. I'm too embarrassed to admit it to my friends, though. Thankfully, it doesn't come up too often. When would it come up? Hey, good to see you, Joe. Hey, remember Roots? That's crazy. Your friends would be a weird thing to talk about. Remember that 70s miniseries? What'd you think of it? Never saw Big Trouble in Little China. Totally regret it. I always miss references. Well, you can make up for that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're really concerned
today,
about it.
Like right now.
Yeah, right now.
You probably have it free on Prime.
Yeah.
773 says, never have I ever golfed like me. And then also someone says Nash Bridges was awesome.
You know what we ought to do? we ought to have a Justin Kaufman golf tournament for all those who have never golfed before.
That is a great idea.
That is, you nailed it. That's beautiful.
Seriously, we can book some time. I got a little nice little nine-hole course. It's real easy.
I love it. First annual. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Like right at the end of the summer. Like, wouldn't September, October, if it's not
raining?
Sure. That's great. Okay. 34 is the okay, there's two of us now. All right, we're giving away a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's, home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. All right, Roger Badish is going to be our judge tonight.
Okay.
All right, I've narrowed it down to the top five from this week. Number one says, I'm 51 years old and never have I ever had a Dr. Pepper.
Interesting.
Okay. The next one is, never have I ever seen the sitcoms Friends or Seinfeld.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat. I've seen them, but not a big fan. All right,
never have I ever had sport peppers on a hot dog. Never have I ever had Starbucks or alcohol. Strange combo.
Separately or together? We need to clarify this.
Yeah, that's right. And then the fifth one tonight, never have I ever used a bidet. Those are the five semifinalists. So the bidet, I think, was disqualified because I think there's probably a lot of people who haven't used a bidet. It's not an American thing.
Yeah.
So
that's
only if you've gone
overseas.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, as we break it down, maybe because you're on the same boat, Roger, Friends and Seinfeld, not that big of a deal because, again, we're talking about taste.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of stuff that I've seen that most anyone else hasn't seen because I'm just weird that way.
All right. Here we go. Ready?
All right. So
here's
give
the top three.
Okay.
These are the ones. Never have I ever had a Dr. Pepper. Never have I ever had Starbucks or alcohol. Again, we have to clarify on that. And then the third is, never have I ever had a sport pepper.
Okay, so personal taste on the sport pepper. I can understand that. Might have some intestinal issues where they can't have anything spicy.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. The coffee and the alcohol, there are a number of different reasons why you might not have had either one.
Right.
Could be a coffee issue. You just don't care for coffee.
Care for
a lot of people are in that
things,
boat.
Right.
Alcohol could also be another. I just don't like the taste of alcohol. Mm-hmm. Personally, I used to drink a lot when I was younger, and now I just don't care for the taste of it. It doesn't do anything. Now, I think we've got to go with the Dr. Pepper because, as we all know, I'm a pepper. You're a pepper.
Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too?
That is the winner.
I think so. Roger Badish comes through tonight. 51 years old, and never have I ever had a Dr. Pepper. That's the winner tonight. They're going to get a gift certificate, a pizza from Lou Malnati's, a gift certificate from Lou Malnati's. All right. Thanks, Roger. Thanks, everyone, for playing tonight. We'll do it again next week.